A federal appeals court has thrown out a lower court ruling ordering the breakup of Microsoft. The ruling comes in the government's massive antitrust case against Microsoft. The company immediately claimed victory, pointing out that the appeals court found in its favor on some significant issues. But the government claimed victory too, noting that the appeals court ruled that Microsoft is a monopoly and engaged in anti-competitive practices. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Microsoft's chairman Bill Gates was all but gloating when he went before reporters to talk about the appeals court ruling.
It's clear that it reverses and significantly narrows the district court's decision. The ruling lifts the cloud of breakup over the company, reverses the time claim, and says clearly that we did not attempt to monopolize the browser market.
In addition, the company is no doubt pleased that the trial judge, Thomas Penfield Jackson, had been taken off the case. The appeals court said that Jackson had engaged in serious judicial misconduct by making derogatory comments about Microsoft to the media, giving rise to the appearance of bias. But while Microsoft had things to crow about, so did the government. The government's antitrust case, which began in the mid-1990s, encompassed lots of different allegations. Greatly simplified, they fell into three areas. First, the government charged that Microsoft is a monopoly, and in its ruling yesterday, the appeals court agreed. U.S. Attorney General John Ashcroft.
I'm pleased to say that the court unanimously found that Microsoft engaged in unlawful conduct to maintain its dominant position in the computer operating systems. This is a significant victory.
But the government did not fare as well on the two other central issues in the case. The appeals court said the government did not prove the company was trying to create a monopoly by carving up the browser market with rival Netscape, and the appeals court sent back to the trial court the question of whether the company illegally welded its internet browser into the Windows operating system. The trial court will consider that issue under terms that are more favorable to Microsoft than to the government. So, what's next? Many people, including Bill Gates, think a settlement can be reached. Attorney General Ashcroft says he, too, is interested in settling. Ron Cass is dean of the Boston University Law School. He's worked as a consultant for Microsoft.
The Justice Department of Microsoft came close to settling the case before. The Justice Department was insisting that Microsoft be broken up, and Microsoft said that was simply a remedy they couldn't accept. Now the Court of Appeals has said that that remedy can't be imposed in the way it was done by the district court. So I think Microsoft now can feel pretty comfortable that it and the government can find some common ground.
Those sentiments are echoed in part by Bob Lytan, a former antitrust official in the Clinton administration. Lytan and others note that Microsoft would be negotiating with the Bush administration.
If the conventional wisdom is right, that the Bush people were more inclined to settle this case from the get-go, then it is likely that they will settle on terms that will be less onerous to Microsoft than would have been true had Vice President Gore been elected.
But even if the case settles on terms relatively favorable to Microsoft, the company is likely to be saddled with judicially imposed constraints on future conduct. What's more, some state attorneys general say they will continue to press for a breakup, and the European Union is reportedly investigating the company. Finally, there's the matter of private antitrust lawsuits. John Shepard Wiley, an antitrust expert at UCLA Law School, says that while the government is not seeking monetary damages, consumers in high-tech companies probably will.
The claim might be we paid too much, or we didn't get as good a product as we would have gotten if the market had been competitive. There will be a lot of different arguments, but they'll all boil down to money, that Microsoft should pay money, treble damages, in fact, to people who were harmed by the monopoly.
In short, the legal battles for Microsoft are far from over. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.